right by Wah, an uppercut. He's all on. He's going great against us. Going to center right. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight Weekend. Hour number two of Taco Man Radio is on the air, folks. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Taco, a.k.a. The Taco Man. This is my grill for the next hour. We'll be talking about the great Bo Jackson for the most part. That's right. Man was an all-star both as a baseball player and as an NFL player, folks. He was feared in the NFL. He was feared as a baseball player. I can't think of a more dominant athlete when he was hot in his prime than Bo Jackson was pound for pound. So you can join us on the text line. Drop your text about Bo if you want. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And at 40 minutes past the hour, We'll take a dip into the, how can I put this, maybe the cesspool of sports. Let's call it like that. Once again, the text line is hot and happening, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, coming to you live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California, live on Sports Byline, iHeart Radio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. Live from the city by the Bay, this is Sports Byline.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
As Donald Trump nears the 100th day of his presidency, he's celebrating the number of executive orders he's signed and pushing a new plan to cut taxes on corporations. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. This Saturday will mark the 100th day of Trump's presidency, and Trump is desperate for positive accomplishments to celebrate. Yesterday, his White House released a statement bragging that Trump will have signed 30 executive orders during his first 100 days. Which is ridiculous. Claiming you've been a good president just because you signed a lot of executive orders makes no sense. But don't just take it from me. Take it from this guy.
We have a president that can't get anybody to do anything, so he signed, you know, executive orders. And country wasn't supposed to be that way.
We have a president that can't get anything done, so he just keeps signing executive orders.
And he goes around signing all these executive orders. It's a basic disaster. You can't do it.
You're supposed to get together and pass a law. He doesn't want to do that because it's too much work. So he doesn't want to work too hard. He wants to go back and play golf.
It's like... it is at this point like a law of physics. For every Trump action, there's an equal and opposite Trump clip. I swear, if Trump said the bathroom was down the hall and to the right, I'm sure we'd find an old clip.
Down the hall and to the left.
Damn it! This is still the best Trump quote about Obama and executive orders.
I want to not use too many executive orders, folks. Executive orders sort of came about more recently. Nobody ever heard of an executive order. Then all of a sudden Obama, because he couldn't get anybody to agree with him, he starts signing them like they're butter.
Do you sign your butter? Are you one of those guys who puts your name on everything in the fridge? Of course, Trump's previous comments about executive action haven't stopped his supporters like New Jersey Governor Chris Christie from giving him high marks for his first 100 days and specifically citing his executive orders as a reason.
What grade would you give him?
Listen, I'd give him a B so far.
A B?
I would. I'd give him a B. And I would say the reason I give him a B is first and foremost because of Neil Gorsuch. I also think some of the things he's done by executive action have been very good on the regulatory side.
I like that Christie thinks he's playing hard to get by giving Trump a B. I'm not giving you an A, Donald. I'm giving you a B. Chase me. Also, I can imagine Trump's reaction to getting a B. That's ridiculous. Everyone knows the highest grade is a C. So Christie likes Trump's executive orders. I wonder what he had to say when President Obama used executive action to get things done.
Now this president wants to act as if he's a king, as if he's a dictator.
The president wants to do things without working with his Congress, without working with the legislature, without getting the consent of the American people.
Dictatorship's not leadership, John. And he's acting like a dictator and a petulant child.
Yeah. Thank God we no longer have a president who acts like a petulant child.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Sit down. Sit down. Okay, sit down. A very insulting question. Wait a minute. I don't have to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people.
And I don't want to go to bed. I go to bed when I want to go to bed. And I'm sorry to say.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
You see what I mean?
Hey, Seth Meyers, NBC Late Night. Catch him after Jimmy Fallon in the Tonight Show each and every night. Straight up, Seth rocks four nights a week, Monday through Thursday. He's probably the funniest guy on TV out there. bar none. He doesn't need Donald Trump to be funny. Donald Trump just helps him along. Now, we go to the athlete of the night. I mean, he is the man. Talk about a guy that's really transcended two sports. Talk about Vincent Edward Bo Jackson. Or how about Bo Knows? Born November 30th, 1962, of course, one of the few baseball and football players both make it to the All-Star and the NFL Pro Bowl. So the bottom line is this guy was one of the greatest athletes of all time, the 1985 Heisman Trophy winner. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Bo Jackson, Unplugged Part 1.
And joining me now is the ESPN Sports Science greatest athlete of all time, Mr. Bo Jackson. Bo, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you feel is the one trait that really separated you from everyone else?
As a kid, I got more butt whoopings, which honed that speed, which honed the strength. In my mindset, I was the toughest SOB on the field. It didn't matter what it was. It could be track, baseball. I was the toughest, and I wasn't going to let that guy get the best of me.
In terms of the thing that separated you out, you feel that it was your mind more than your body?
Always. What was the saying? A temperamental athlete is 95% temper and 5% athlete. People ask me, what is the thing that you fear most? It's failure. So I refuse to let failure get the best of me.
When you were growing up, at what age did you feel, wow, I'm really better than everyone else?
I never felt that way. But as a kid, I grew up with a bad speech impediment. Stuttered like you cannot believe. And so I was always that kid that hung out in the back and wouldn't say anything because I didn't want other people to laugh or make fun of me. So whenever I competed in any sports, it was always with my brothers and my cousins, family members that wouldn't make fun of me. And they were always older. So I would always play football with them, baseball with them. So when I got to the point to where I competed with kids my own age, the parents would be in the stands like, get that man off the field with our kids. Because I'm running up and down the field on them. And I heard that a lot in high school.
Were there any sports that you just found you were better at than others? Or were you just great at everything?
Well, my love was in track. My high school track coach, he said, how would you like to go compete in the decathlon? And I'm like, what's the decathlon? He said, it's a track event. It lasts 2 days, and it's 10 events. And he told me the events. And as he was saying the events, I said, yes, I'm good at that. I'm good at that. I'm good at that. I'm good at that. And I suck at that. And sucking at that was the mile.
Now, that first decathlon you participated
in,
was that the first time
first time I did
those events?
Yes, first time in my life. 2 weeks prior to that, I didn't know what a decathlon was.
So you didn't have hours of practice of throwing the shot put?
No, I borrowed a kid's pole, and I pole vaulted 13 feet.
First time?
First time out. And I placed 10th out of about almost 200 kids. I placed 10th in the ninth grade.
And you were the youngest kid there.
Yes. In the 10th grade, I was runner-up, and I ran the mile again, and it damn near killed me. After that mile, I told the coach, I said, I'll make a deal with you. He said, what's the deal? I said, next year, I promise you, I will win the decathlon if I build enough points between myself, first place, and second place, do I have to run the mile? And he laughed. He said, coming up to the mile, if you have at least 1,500-point lead over second place, you don't have to run the mile. Sucker. I said, sucker.
And what happened?
And I think I ended up with almost 1,700 points. And I sit up in the stands, and I watch those guys battle it out for second place.
You didn't run the mile?
My junior and my senior year, I didn't run the mile.
But you still won the decathlon?
I still won the decathlon. I did not run the mile.
So do you think I could beat you right now if you and I were to just run the mile?
You can actually beat me in the half a mile by a quarter of a mile.
Wow.
I am passionate about hating the mile. So you just stick with me for 300 yards, then it's like a Porsche against a tricycle. You're gone. I just give up.
Coming out of high school, you were actually drafted by the Yankees, but you decided to go to Auburn to play football. What was that choice like?
It really wasn't hard. I'm the eighth of 10 kids, and I was the first to go to a major college. I felt in my mind that, not from an arrogant standpoint or a conceited way, but I knew that I had the rest of my life to make money. I only had one chance to go to college, to set an example for my family members that are coming along after me. And that was more important to me.
When you moved into the NCAA and onto the professional level, mm-hmm. was there anything that you did in your training that helped to separate you from everyone else?
Lifting weights was out of the question. And people always said, how is it that you maintain your size? Even in college, we'd have mandatory weight day. The only thing that I would do is go down and strengthen my neck. I'd get a 45-pound weight and lay off the edge of the bench and just sit the weight, let the hole in the weight center my forehead and just do neck. But that's all I did. I never lifted weights, never did, because it made me too bulky and I couldn't run. And the coaches knew that. Go work on your neck and you're fine.
Did you pay attention to the science of sport at all, or was it just pure feel for you?
It was just a natural feel for me. From everything, running, throwing, climbing, just, it was just a natural feel for me. Because when I was a kid, we didn't have all this stuff that kids have now, to where they could train and do all this and the computers and all this stuff. We never had that. Our parents said, hey, get up, eat breakfast, go outside, don't come back in the house until it's time to take a bath and go to bed. So we had to make our own fun. We'd have crab apple battles to where it's six or seven kids against me, and I would win. Kids would get tired of throwing crab apples, and they'd run home. I'd chase them home. They run in the house and close the screen door, apple through the screen door.
One of the commonalities of all the great athletes is that money, success, fame didn't change them. How are you able to keep in check your humility and your desire to get better while you were clearly better than everybody else?
I think this is a strong trait that I inherited from my mother. My mother worked two jobs to support 10 kids at one time or another. And my mom always told me, when you get to the point to where you think that you're better than the next guy, that's gonna be the beginning of your downfall.
Well, Bo, congratulations, and thank you for just being Bo.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's part one of our look at Bo Jackson. Part two to come out in our next segment, folks. The text line is hot and happening, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, but hey, you know that. Live on Sports Byline from the City of By the Bay, Taco Man Radio takes over until the top of the hour. Join us on the text line, 415-275-1613. Live from San Francisco, I am the Taco Man on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tonight certainly put his name in the record book.
This year's winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
It's a major career decision staring him right in the face.
He can do whatever he wants.
There goes Bo.
Bo Jackson says hello.
And nobody catches Bo.
Hit well to center field. Deion Sanders going back. Gone. Bo Jackson homer.
I pretty well know what my capabilities are.
Wow, he was the original beast. Take a look back at some of the highlights of Bo Jackson's remarkable athletic career in college at Auburn. Twice earned All-American honors in the 85, won the Heisman Trophy after a senior season in which he ran for nearly 1,800 yards and 17 touchdowns. Shouldn't even been that close, but it was. Jackson first pursued pro baseball instead of football after college, signing with the Kansas City Royals. Among his highlights as a Royal was, he was going to run up the outfield wall in the 1990 game right here against the. That is just remarkable. That's incredible. A Spider-Man-like. Bo would become a two-sport pro in 87 when he signed with the then L.A. Raiders. His signature game, 87 Monday Night Contest, ran over Brian Bosworth on the TD run and then also had a 91-yard run in the Raiders game that night for the win. And in 1989 MLB All-Star Game, Bo led off the bottom of the first with a monster home run off of National League starter Rick Rushel, named MVP in a 5-3 American League victory. And we welcome in one of the greatest athletes of all time, the pride of Bessemer, Alabama, Vincent Bo Hall Jackson, joining us here on the Sports Center. Hey, your playing career gave us some memorable moments, but is there one that stands out to you that you say that is the signature Bo Jackson moment?
It had to be after I came back from my hip surgery, before I had my surgery. No, it's not before I had my surgery. It was before my mother passed away. She asked me if I was going to come back and play baseball. And I said, if I did, that first hit I get will be for you. And it just so happens to be a home run. Got lucky and hit a home run.
Did that motivate you some?
I really wouldn't say motivated me, but it put an exclamation mark on my career. If it had ended the next day, I would have been happy because I'm that person. If I make a promise to my mother, like mm-hmm. which everybody should, you should keep it. Mm-hmm. And I did that. And the man upstairs allowed me to do it well. And once that was over, hey.
We all love our mama, man. History. You were considered perhaps the greatest athlete of your generation, maybe one of the greatest athletes, really the greatest athlete of all time. Who's the one athlete today, though, that you would pay to see play?
Well,
not that you have to, but if you had to.
I think within the past, wow, it's really not one, but if I had to name them in order, It would actually be the Cam Newtons. It would.
Oh, is there an Auburn bias there?
No. No, not really, because I knew what this guy was going to do.
He can play.
After I seen him play the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get excited about athletes in sports, but when I saw him do what he do, it almost stirred up an old flame inside of me.
Oh.
And that's hard, because I don't watch football, baseball, or basketball.
Really?
Period. And it's not because I am a fan,
mm-hmm.
but I did it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved on, and I'm doing other things now. But the first time I saw this kid play ball, and of all of the adversities that he was going through,
right.
and still go out and perform on a level that a lot of people has never seen before, that caught my attention. And it's the same way with the young man from Baylor. It's the same way with Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
All of these young kids are going to do great things. All of these kids have the potential to be in the Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
and do the thing. So it's kids like that actually capture my attention.
Well, you see, you don't watch a lot of baseball, football, or basketball, but I'm pretty sure you heard about Tebow Mania.
Tebow Mania, actually, yes.
What are your thoughts on Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow is a former Gator. He's going to need that Gator skin in New York. I'm just going to say that. He's going to need that Gator skin in New York.
It's a different place, huh?
I wish him well, but New York fans, from a different planet.
Oh, well, don't I know it. I used to live there, too. You had that horrific hip injury, which you mentioned that you came back from, required surgery. Still had an outstanding career after the hip surgery. Didn't go back and play football. But do you ever think, man, what if? What if that didn't happen?
No, I don't, for this simple reason. 4 days before I had the hip injury,
mm-hmm.
my wife and I sat down and talked about my sports career. And I was planning on announcing my retirement from football after that season.
Really?
Swear to you.
You had just lost the love for the game?
No, I didn't lose the love for the game. I've never lost the love for the game. But it was getting hard to, because my oldest was getting ready to start school.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to have him in school in Kansas City, then take him out of school, take him to Los Angeles.
I got you.
Put him in school in Los Angeles. And when the season was over, we go back to Alabama. I didn't want him being moved around and shuffled around like that. So it was more because of my kids and my family. I was willing to go and do something else and to make sure that my kids didn't grow up and have the childhood that I did.
Well, family first, and you're very charitable. And both of us from Bessemer, Alabama.
Bessemer.
Are we saying it right?
No, we would say Bessemer to the public, but uh-huh. we would say it as
Belma. Belma. Belma, Alabama.
Belma, Alabama.
And you're doing something. You're riding a bike across Alabama, Bow Bikes Bama. Tell us about it.
Bow Bikes Bama. This is something that I come up with the end of last summer. Everybody know about the devastating tornadoes that went through the state mm-hmm. April 27th of last year. Well, I decided to come up with a bike ride, a charity bike ride across the state on bicycles. And I've contacted a host of my friends and associates, ranging from ex-Olympic champion Al Joyner to Lance Armstrong to Cam Newton to Peekaboo Street to Scottie Pippen, Ken Griffey Jr., Eddie George,
wow.
and just a host of other people from the University of Alabama, people from the University of Auburn, and every other university within the state of Alabama, people from around the country. My main thing is that I want to open people's eyes around the country of how devastating a tornado can be if it comes through your area.
Right.
And by you all helping out ESPN and all of your networks here, it has been a wonderful day for me. The thing that I want to say is that being from the state of Alabama, this is the least that I can do to try to put some sunshine back in the life of some of my fellow state people. And for me, I am my brother's and my sister's keeper, because I know there was a point in time that the people in the state of Alabama mm-hmm. cheered for me.
Right.
And this is one of my ways of trying to give back to the community.
And we're happy that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
I've been hearing about you since I was 10 years old. Bo Hall Jackson, best from Alabama, hanging out with us here on Sports. And you want to know more about Bo Bikes Bama, go to the website,
BoBikesBama.com.
Thanks for everything you're doing and joining
us. Thank you very much, man.
All right.
God bless.
6'1", 230, of course, talk about the great Bo Jackson out of Auburn, 1986, number one pick in the NFL draft. When you look at his NFL numbers, 2,782 yards rushing, rushing average 5.4 yards a carry, 16 TDs. Bottom line is he made it to the Pro Bowl. He made it to the All-Star game. He was a class act in use. You can still tell, still 56 years old, he still got that class, still got that swagger. He still is Bo Jackson. You know why, facts, folks? Because Bo knows. Straight up, Bo definitely knows. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast. We're having some fun in the next segment. Believe me, we're going to go to the sewer of the world when it comes to the world of sports. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, I'm kind of troubled because they play around so young today, very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombach. You know my doctor? Yeah. Well, he told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you know.
3.5 minutes past now. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, if I get to a couple of texts a little bit, Zach Attack Young is with me. We are talking about Aaron Hernandez, of course, committed suicide a week ago in his jail cell in Massachusetts, of course, serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. He left three suicide letters, two to his girlfriend and one to an anonymous male. Turns out it was his lawyer, not his gay lover, according to the National Enquirer. But then again, the National Enquirer is President Trump's number one newspaper, so maybe we should take a different look at the National Enquirer these days. But the bottom line is, Aaron Hernandez did not have any traces of any illegal drugs in the system at the time of the suicide. And get this, Zach, what's even stranger was he drew an unfinished pyramid similar to what's on the back of the U.S. dollar bill on the wall in blood and wrote Illuminati below in all caps. Does that mean something to the millennials or something? Can you tell me what that means?
I mean, if that's real, that's really creepy, but it almost just sounds like so ridiculous to have him actually have done that, you know?
how about ridiculous? Snoop Doggy Dogs, when he found that Aaron Hernandez committed suicide, he said, "This is sad. This is sad." And then Dan tweeted just about 5 minutes later, "So sad that a murderer is no longer breathing." Yeah, he's crying. Another guy says, "This is sad. How about sad for the murderer's victims?" The bottom line is Snoop Doggy Dog put his digital foot in his mouth, didn't he?
A bit, but I do get where he's coming from. I mean, we've even talked about it, seeing the daughter. Maybe that's what he was referring to. You know, that's a daughter who's not going to have a father. And even though what he did, obviously, I don't think anyone would deny that was terrible. It's still sad to see a daughter live without her father.
True, and of course, Odin Lloyd's family will live without him as well. Of course, that was the one man that he was convicted of killing. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, says there'll be no big bachelor party for him. He's coming back. He's coming back with a marriage. He's getting married to a girl by the name of Bray Teese. And I tell you, Bray has implants. Not bad implants, but they're implants. I know what to look for, and those are implants, no doubt about that. But as far as implants are concerned, it has nothing to do with his football career. He looks like he's lost a little bit of weight here as far as his face is concerned and doesn't look like the fat guy with the big gut he was like 6 or 8 months ago. But I don't see him ever in an NFL uniform again. Do you, Zach?
I mean, I can't see it, but who knows? I mean, you can't really predict the NFL. You wouldn't think that somebody wouldn't be able to be in the NFL just for speaking up for themselves, but apparently that's a major issue for him.
How about Colin Kaepernick? Has Kaepernick got a contract yet?
No, as far as I know. I mean, maybe he doesn't. They haven't announced it, but it doesn't look like it.
How can you say that when there's some real hopos playing quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, not only that, but I mean, and I got to say this because I don't think that Mixon, the running back who was drafted, I don't think that his whole future should be thrown away because of what he did. This is the guy who punched the girl in the face and broke bones in her face in college. But that guy's going to be in the NFL next year. And Kaepernick, as far as we know, is not going to be playing.
Okay. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory has failed another drug test. Well, that's no big thing, but it's his seventh drug test, okay? And his friends are deeply concerned for his well-being. He tested positive for weed on February 21st. Is that something your family needs to be really concerned about? I mean, isn't it legal in California?
Yeah, but it's not legal in Dallas.
No, but like Jerry Jones just came out a couple of weeks ago, and I predicted this a couple of months ago, Zach, is that Jerry Jones will be the guy calling for legalized weed in the NFL, and it is Jerry Jones calling for the weed.
I understand it. I mean, it probably would give him a lot less stress for his roster, but at the same time, it's like, I don't understand why anybody would think that was a serious threat.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, he's serving a current suspension for a prior failed drug test, will miss the entire 2017 season because of marijuana. Anyway, but Zach, we went to this before. How many Vicodins did Brett Favre take before during a game? 17?
Yeah, not only that, but think about all the beer advertising you see on any NFL game, on all the beer ads you see during the Super Bowl. But somehow people aren't allowed to use marijuana.
Well, it's funny. I'm not going to get into this marijuana versus booze type of thing, but the bottom line is, as a policeman, I never went to any calls involving marijuana in 8 years. I went to a lot of calls involving, alcohol and, of course, prescription drugs. That was a hot thing. Tim Hudson thinks that he wanted to get his kid into baseball, and his kid can't get into baseball. His wife doesn't want to allow him to pitch. So it's afraid of CTE and pitching. I think we're getting a little bit too far here when you go down the road and say you don't want your kid pitching because you're afraid he's going to get hit with a ball hit back at him.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I don't see baseball is probably the safest of the major sports, so I don't know why that would be that much of a concern.
Bo Jackson, when you went unplugged there, you talked about not running the mile and winning the decathlon. How the hell do you do that? Not winning it, but not running in it and still winning the entire competition. He's amazing.
That just shows you the natural athletic talent of people sometimes.
Bo knows.
Yeah, so he knew how to win a decathlon without even really training for it.
Well, no, but the bottom line was he didn't run that mile. He said, I'm not going to run the mile. He didn't run the mile. He says, if I'm up by 1,500 points going into the final event, can I skip a mile? And the coach said, yeah, okay. And he couldn't. He said, sucker. He came in like 1,700 points. So I'm telling you, I really think that he's carried himself so well. I mean, there's no police reports out on Bo. He's doing things for charity. He's got that bike race going on. He's got other both foundations going on here and there. And he's not doing the police barter thing. You've never seen a thing where Bo Jackson's out getting drunk, stabbing somebody.
That is true. And I mean, if he chose to do that, he'd probably be very good at it.
Aaron Rodgers is dating this chick from Baywatch, Kelly Rosbach. Baywatch, is Baywatch back or something? I thought that program was dumped in the 90s.
No, they're trying to bring it back. I don't think it's going to come back. But
Pamela Anderson, I'll never forget Pamela Anderson. She was standing next to Mike Tyson in a fight. The Mike Tyson, I want to say Frank Bruno fight or Mike Seldon or Bruce Seldon fight in Las Vegas. It was one of those fights, and we're at the post-fight party, and she was standing next to Mike Tyson. And I said to the guy that I was with, I said, who is that crack hoe standing next to Mike? And he goes, Pete, man, that's and I didn't hear what he said. I said to him again, who is that? And he goes, Pete, man. He goes, that's Pamela Anderson. I said, you're kidding. He goes, no, man, TV and makeup did a whole lot for her because guess what? Implants aren't everything. Straight up, I'm not too impressed with that. So Lamar Odom, I'm looking at his house here. He's selling his Florida house for $5.2 million. Got any money, Zach?
Yeah, not that much. I mean, I did sell the Fiero, so I picked up some from that.
Marshawn Lynch back in Oakland. What does that mean for the Raiders?
I think I honestly think that was a really good signing for them. I mean, we can't expect him to be the Beast Quake anymore, but he's better than their current running backs. And I don't know. I think that he'll have that extra passion of playing it. He seems really excited about playing at home, and he's rested now, and I don't know. It's just like another offensive threat for an already great offense.
Well, and I think that he's gonna. He used to hang out in a place called the Seminary Coffee Shop. Cuddy's been in there with me. It was a great place run by Big Al on Seminary Boulevard in Foothill or Bancroft in Oakland, California. But he used to go in there. He used to hang out in there. I saw him in there a couple times. Never approached him or anything like that. Nobody jammed him up. I mean, he was Marshawn. Everybody knew it. But he went in there, he got his food, and he left. And, of course, he had some great burgers, man. Al had some great burgers. But he was classy. He wasn't loud, and he wasn't crazy and this and that. And, the image that we get on television was that he doesn't want to talk. Wasn't he the guy that did the one-line thing at the Super Bowl where you told him, I don't want to talk to you because I'll get fined or something like that, or I will talk to you because I don't want to get fined? Wasn't he the guy that did that?
Yeah, he said, I'm just here so I won't get fired. He had a couple things that he said, but I understood what he was doing. He didn't want to he basically took the bullet for the team. He knew that by doing that, it would make the media – he'd become the story, and the media would focus on him, and the rest of the team could relax.
Okay.
of course, the entire Oakland Raiders season went down when the quarterback went down. What are the Raiders? I mean, the Raiders were poised to move for the AFC title. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they were ready. They were a couple of games away from the Super Bowl. In 2017, with the addition of Lynch in the backfield, what does that do for the Raiders? I mean, how's that going to open up their offense? I mean, is that going to help their passing game, having the threat of him in the backfield?
I think so, and it's definitely not going to hurt. Like, I think he'll still have a good amount left, and he'll probably have some good years there. And the Raiders, really, they were on the edge of making the Super Bowl. I mean, I think if Carr didn't get injured, yeah, there's a great chance they could have made it last year. They match up pretty well with the Patriots.
Okay, next year, they've got 2 years left on their lease, and Oakland's talking about throwing them out 1 year earlier. They're thinking about throwing them out 1 year early. In other words, they need 3 years before their Las Vegas stadium's ready. They've got 2 years on their lease. The Raiders wouldn't make them play in Carson for a year, would they?
That would be so stupid. It's already stupid that Oakland let them slip away. But imagine
Zach, when there's $2 billion put up against Oakland. You've got $2 billion rolling in Vegas. $1 billion on the stadium's already been committed. There's another billion in ticket revenues and all that kind of good stuff going down there. So there's $2 billion on the table there. Or you can do your thing in Oakland, California, where it's not so hot. Come on, what? Zach,
I thought you guys had all that tech money up there. What happened? Where's all the tech money?
Oakland, California is famous. Oakland, California is famous for having the most lesbians per capita, I think, in any city in California. Outside of that, not a whole lot in the words. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One segment ago, I can answer a couple of texts. I got one in the hopper, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And I will say one thing. Aaron Rodgers got good taste. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Johnny talking to his all-star, Zach Dak Young, and myself until the top of the hour right here on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Jeb Bush, the guy that didn't make the presidency in 2016, of course, and Derek Jeter trying to close a deal for the Miami Marlins. Of course, it was reported earlier this week that they had won an auction for the major league team, but that's not, according to the commissioner's office, true. But the bottom line is they are one of the team are bidding for that's pretty cool. I got to say this about the Marlins. Didn't George W. Bush, didn't he own the Texas Rangers at one point in time? So I guess Bushes know something about baseball, huh?
Yeah, they're always owning these teams, it seems like.
Yeah, they own people, period. A phenomenal guy, according to Jeb Bush, talking about Derek Jeter. Of course, getting the Miami Marlins, that's probably going to happen. Now, Ford Fusions are being built in Mexico, are being used to smuggle marijuana into the United States. Not into California. We don't want any of that bunk marijuana from Mexico.
I mean, it doesn't seem like we need it. It's legal now.
Exactly. What I'm trying to say, where are they smuggling this stuff into? Arizona? You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Zachary, I got to tell you this, pound for pound, I can't think of a better athlete than Bo Jackson, all around sports are concerned. I mean, you heard what we talked about, the decathlon stuff, but pound for pound, I can't think of a better athlete. Can you?
No, that's the safe bet if you had to pick one. I mean, yeah, there's some other good ones. Deion Sanders comes to mind mysteriously to me.
Yo, Deion, we'll talk about Deion sometime. I spent some time with Deion when he was with the Niners. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach and Tag Young, have a great week. Say hello to Jazz for me, and man, be cool.
You as well. Have fun up there with that Mexican weed.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, where we don't smoke Mexican weed in California. Sorry, babe, we got our own. Domestically grown. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. We're here each and every Sunday and Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday morning, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And then, of course, no holds barred, where anything goes, because Zach Tag Young's like, you think he went crazy tonight? Usually goes a little crazier on No Holds Barred. No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Sunday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. Right. Our executive producer is the great Scott Cuddy. Next time, I hope to keep Zach Attack Young in check. Peace, love, and lots of respect.